back. It's 7:14, 55 degrees. The weather is great. October weather. I think it'll get into about the mid-70s today, but it feels good outside. You might even want to wear a sweater if you've got any still left without any holes in them. I am Rick Outzen. Argos had a tough, the Road Warriors came home for homecoming and had a tough weekend. To fill us in on what happened on Saturday, we've got Will Kennedy. Will, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning, Rick. A little chilly out there this morning on a Monday.
It feels great. tell us about the game Saturday.
Well, you know, it was the homecoming you mentioned. It had been 700 days since the last time that Argos had played inside Blue Wahoo Stadium, and expectations were high. Excitement was high. We had 7,000 people, just a tick over 7,000 people in the facility wearing green. I mean, what a great crowd. And they got their money's worth in a football game. They just didn't get the ending that they were really looking for from at least the majority of the people. And it was another situation. I think, you know, a couple times now we've done the recaps on Monday. I told you we fell way behind, and, you know, by the half we were trailing and had to have a furious comeback. No difference this time. Down 17-0 with about a minute left in the first half. We get a safety, get the ball back, go down and score a touchdown. And so we go into half down 17-9. You're thinking, okay, here we go again. You know, got a chance to pull off another comeback. And we did actually came back and had it going in the third quarter, scored two touchdowns, take the lead. And then that's where things got really weird. A fumble as we're looking to drive and go up even more. We get stripped. One of our receivers, David Durden, and they pick it up. The Wolves do and return it for a touchdown down the sideline. That flipped all the momentum in the game. And in the end, West Georgia was just able to eat the clock. They ate the last 7 minutes of the game up on a drive. We just couldn't stop them, and they ran the clock out. We lost 30-26.
Wow. Do we have any significant injuries in the game?
No, not really any big injuries. It was just more a case of, you know, and Coach Pete Shinnick talks about this all the time. I'm going to paraphrase him here that, you know, if we play our best, we're going to be fine. You know, our best can beat their best, and it's not who we play, it's how we play. And it really was. It just wasn't that kind of Argo performance that we're used to. And credit goes to West Georgia for some of that. Could not run the football against them at all. Very strong defensively up front. But the offense just looked a little bit off. And the defense just wasn't able to come up with the play or, you know, play or two here and there. Big third down and 9 on that last drive. And, you know, they run it for 10 yards and pick up that first down. And you could kind of feel the energy leave the building at that point. Elvis has left the building, so to speak. And it was, you know, it's disappointing, obviously, to lose that first game. And it's been so long. With not playing in 2020, you got to go back to 2019, almost 2 full years ago, for the last loss for this team. The bad news is, you know, you fall out of the number one spot in the country. They'll still be ranked. And West Georgia came in ranked 12th. We were number one. So you don't lose a whole lot with losing to a good football team like that. Still tons to play for. 4 games left, 2 of those against teams that, you know, this coming into this week were ranked in the top 10 in the country. So some big games. You have to win them, though, to be where you want to be.
Well, and you know, it's a loss sometimes works in your – I mean, it you get that out of your system. I know that Ole Miss has always thought that getting a loss, get it out of your system. Alabama's learned to do that occasionally. So it's a loss is not the end of the season, but it does sharpen everyone's senses to realize that they can lose. And we're dealing with young men – you know, they're 18 to 21, 22 years old. You know, they're still young.
Yeah, I try to convince my Texas Longhorns, you don't have to get all your losses out in like a 4-week stretch. You know, you don't have to cleanse your system all at one time. You can space that out over a decade if you'd like. No, and you're right, Rick. You know, these are young men, and there were tears, you know, shed in the locker room after the game, even though it was a regular season game. And a couple of guys that kind of, you know, I've talked with them a little bit in the last day or two, you know, and say to them, like, hey, would you rather lose this game now in mid-October or would you rather lose the game in late November when you're into the playoffs? And so, yes, maybe this is a wake-up call. This team has as much talent as anybody in the country, and the problem for them is going to be that so does West Alabama and so does Valdosta. Those are the last two games of the season coming up. But if they can win out, then they probably could still win the conference, depending on how everything else goes the rest of the way. But actually, I think we do control our own destiny. Just got to win these football games. And what you're shooting for is, A, to win the Gulf South Conference, and then, B, get some into the playoffs and then host some games would be the last thing. We've never played a home playoff game. So there's a lot of pressure. And that it really is. You're talking about young men, as you said, and a ton of pressure. Back at home, number one in the country, a good football team coming in, 7,000 people. That's a lot. And they just didn't rise all the way to the occasion Saturday.
We're listening to Will Kennedy. We're talking Argo football. Tell us, give us a preview on this weekend's game, Will, before you go.
Gets a little easier going in. And in fact, the next two are shorter. The team out of Rome, Georgia, the Shorter Hawks, and then we'll go to Clinton, Mississippi to face the Choctaws of Mississippi College. Shorter comes in. They're stinging. I think they've got one, maybe two wins this season. They're coming off another loss on Saturday. And, it's a team we've traditionally, put it on pretty good. So I think that's a game that helps you get your confidence back, get your swagger a little bit. And then you got to go on the road. Mississippi College is always tough. But it is, 4 o'clock kick again this week on Saturday. Looking forward to having another big crowd out there and hopefully getting them a win this time around. But it really was great to be back there. The atmosphere, what was really cool, Rick, is I was saying this to people, it's fun to watch traditions develop in real time, and you're seeing the tailgate experience and all the pregame things build over the last 4 years. Here we are in our fifth year as a program, and it takes a long time for places like the Grove and Oxford and Athens, Georgia and Tuscaloosa and all these places. They've built it over 100+ years, where you're getting to see it actually step by step here at Blue Wahoo Stadium down there. So it's really cool for that, but we hope to see everybody Saturday at 4.
Great. Will, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Rick. Have a good week, man.
All right, you too. Take care.